Hey, Jim, are you ready to hear some questions from our listeners?
I am. What are they about?
You know, I don't know. I guess you'll have to read and find out. Okay. we're gonna do some reviews. We're going to give a fun little update to our listeners about our status. Mm-hmm. And we're going to answer questions about all kinds of things.
Nice. Love it. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Hey, I'm Melissa.
I'm Jam.
And I'm a chemist.
And I'm not.
And welcome to Chemistry for Your Life,
the podcast to help you understand the chemistry of your everyday life.
Bonus edition. Wow, wow,
wow, wow. We answer your questions and respond to your comments and reviews and stuff.
Yeah, I think we should start with reviews this week.
Yes, we've never done this before, but you'll understand why here in a little bit. These reviews are interesting. Which one do you want to do?
I'll read the first one. Okay. This one's fun. This is a positive review.
Yeah.
This is from Jan Organic on Apple, I think, on Apple Podcasts.
And we don't just read these positive reviews to toot our own horns or whatever. It's often like a really nice message from someone, and it's like also a shout out.
Yeah, we want to shout out people for taking the time.
Yes, and we are grateful.
So Jan Organic says, I'm 12 years old and love chemistry, and I'm actually Slovenian. I live in Slovenia, but understand this podcast. See ya. And she has two little smiley faces that are so cute. Like they're opposite facing each other.
Yeah.
So thanks, Jan Organic. That was really cute and I really liked it.
Yes. Very nice. And we always encourage you guys to give reviews. And so it's fun whenever we get some, we get to hear from people.
Yeah. And it does help us.
Mm-hmm. Helps us a lot. This next one. You can at least say that they did go give a review and tell us what they think. So this is from Spaceboy 5213. stop putting sponsorship messages in the beginning of the podcast. I also like the podcast itself, but stop putting sponsorship messages in the beginning of the podcast with no reason. This is not a hate comment.
This is not a hate comment. It's wild. Yeah. I loved it.
I'll say whatever I want. I mean, it wasn't super hateful, I guess. But you guys, whatever, and at the end, I can just say this is not a hate comment.
It's just funny, like, well, listen, we have some bad news for you, Space Boy.
Well, one thing I wanted to respond to about this, which is funny, because like we have just not done that many sponsorships.
Yeah.
We mostly have used our like that space before a show before traditionally, like, you know, 90% of the time is our own announcements to y'all, like about a giveaway or... Like we did a YouTube live when we hit a million last year, or just stuff like that we want to inform you guys about.
And one of those things that we want to inform you about now is that we're actually about to have a lot more ads.
Yes. And not just for the sake of ads. You probably understand why other shows you listen to or YouTube or whatever else has ads is because it helps support what is being created. And so we have... joined a group of basically a partnership of, what do you call it?
A network
of independent podcasts. So this network is kind of a bunch of different podcasts from various genres joined together. And so we all together will have advertisements that will support the show and will allow us to keep on making the show.
Which is really exciting because up to this point, we've done this completely in our free time. And we just, the only thing that made us any kind of revenue was our patrons who completely financially supported this. Mm-hmm. And if you are a patron and you don't want to hear ads, we think you deserve that. So there will be an ad-free version available on Patreon as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. We'll have that and our like exclusively... to our Patreon community, our Chem community, those bonus episodes specifically for you guys in the secret podcast, those will also still be there and stuff. So ad free on Patreon, you guys already support the show, but this will be really helpful to us because we are able to cover the very low costs of our show right now, but it hasn't, we have not had the room to grow the show in the way we would like to way we think would really benefit you all. And so this is exciting. We're excited about it. And we would not have done it if we didn't think it was going to make a better show for you.
One thing that we're excited about is getting better mics so that, you know, we got some feedback that the sound quality on mine was sort of going in and out. We're going to get better mic stands. We've used the same mics for the last 4 or 5 years that we've been doing this show. And we've talked about maybe sending me to be able to go to conferences and talk about the podcast with educators. There's all kinds of things that we'll be able to do if we have a little bit more support financially for the show. But we are really excited about it. And we also are sorry, Space Boy.
And if you're someone who also does not like ads in front of podcasts and stuff, I totally get it. A lot of podcasts I listen to have them, so I'm used to it.
Me too, yeah.
But that's why we want to make sure there's an ad-free version on Patreon.
Only $3 a month.
Yep. So we know that that to you may be bad news because a show you said not have ads for free has them now, but we still want to give you a way to get an ad-free version. And we really appreciate the support of our current patrons and for you all who've been listening for a long time, or if you're new to the show, and adding in ads is going to really help our show. And so you understand.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Okay. Well, thanks for leaving your review, Space Boy, but sorry about that.
Yep. Mason's just entering our Q&A real quick.
Okay. Hey, Mason. He's not participating. He's just sitting.
But this one, unlike our previous one, this one's actually on video. And so you might want to pull your chair back unless you want your like...
Or you could be on video. That'd be kind of fun.
Just whichever you prefer.
He doesn't want to be on video.
I can't remember exactly where that...
Will you just pop your head in and like say hi? Cute. Do y'all like his long hair? Give us feedback.
We have one more.
Okay. This one I really like. I want to read this one.
Okay. Go for it.
This is a 1-star review. It says, waste of time. Go back to school. And that made me LOL. And I did go back to school about 3 times for about 12 years. So I'm done with school actually. So.
And if it was directed at me, cause I've only gone to school like the one time or whatever, then sorry. No, I don't think I'm going to go back.
This is you going back to school.
Yeah. I go back to school every week.
You spend time with the professor every week.
Yeah.
So for 5 years.
Tutoring. Yeah. I guess a one-on-one tutoring.
That one made me laugh. I'm not going to shout out their name.
That's good. Yeah. Fair.
Yeah. But I thought it was funny. Actually, it made me literally laugh. So. Yeah. All right. And then the other thing I wanted to shout out was Mr. Hollis's class. And I don't know if we've talked about this in a while. Mr. Hollis was one of the first teachers to reach out to us about Chemistry for Your Life during the pandemic. And we've just kept up a relationship with him over the years, you know, messaging every once in a while. And so today I got to go virtually and meet his seniors.
Oh,
and
awesome.
They're, you know, going on to the next thing. And they've been listening to the podcast the whole 4 years they've been in since 2020, I guess, you know, since they started high school. So that's pretty fun. And I just wanted to shout them out and say how fun that was. And if you are a teacher and you want to do a Q&A or something with your class, I'd be happy to stop by. So feel free to reach out.
We, during our, I think it was during our first year when, you know, COVID started in the spring, I think around kind of toward the end of that school year, we got to virtually join.
It was April 2020.
Yeah. So crazy, but it was so much fun getting to talk with Mr. Hollis and his class and hear their questions and stuff. So anyway, it's crazy that was that many years ago.
Yeah. And now it's 2024.
Yep.
So I just wanted to shout them out and also say thanks. They were so fun to meet and talk with.
Are you ready for the first question or thing sent in from someone?
Yes.
This is a more of a comment, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is pretty big from Latila. On April 10th, the first ever legally enforceable drinking water standard to protect communities from exposure to harmful per and polyfluoroalkyl substances, PFAS, PFAS, as we call them.
Yep.
Also known as forever chemicals. EPA is announcing nearly $1 billion in newly available funding through the bipartisan infrastructure law to help states and territories implement PFAS testing and treatment at public water systems and to help owners of private wells address PFAS contamination.
Yay! I'm so excited. There's like a limit on you can't have more than this. And so Latila sent an article about it. So that was a quick summary. But yes, they passed a standard, a legally enforceable standard to protect communities from PFAS contamination in water. And so that's why it matters that you're involved in politics. It matters that you vote. There are people who can make a difference. And so that was really exciting.
And the like, just telling, I mean, not, you know, don't, if someone's not interested, don't, you don't have to force it down their throats or whatever, but telling people about this to know that this is a thing. Like, hey, do you know that your water just like has this in there? Like,
yeah.
The overall like awareness of stuff, something like this growing makes a huge difference too. And so the fact that we get to share this stuff, that Melissa finds these updated articles, Latila sends in stuff like this too, and we get to share it with you guys, you get to share it with people you know, always makes a huge difference. It's like,
yeah,
just this very secret, completely unknown thing that's just in our water that no one would know about otherwise. So
yeah, I'm pretty excited that there something's being done.
Yes.
So finally. Thanks, Latila, for sending that in on Instagram. Also, Latila's a patron, part of our community. What up?
Sup, Latila. Okay, this next one's from Annie on Instagram. Hey guys, I'm a high school student living in Japan. I listen to your podcast while commuting, and I have a question. How come I need yogurt to make more yogurt?
Okay. So this is similar to like the sourdough starter, is that people think like, oh, you have to have like a, you already have to have a sourdough starter to make more sourdough, but you can make it from the bacteria in the air. Sorry, we're officially like really past bedtime. So you can make it with just the natural yeast in the air. I think I said bacteria, but now my brain's too tired to know for sure what I said.
Yeah, I think it's bacteria. Yeah.
So the yeast in the air you can capture. There's like yeast all around us all the time. And you can capture it just by like putting water in flour because it feeds on that. And make your own sourdough starter. But if you already have a sourdough starter, then it's already there and that gives you a jump start. And I think it's the same thing is true for yogurt. It's like you can let it ferment from the things that already exist, or you can get a culture that is a specific strain that will act the way that you want it to. Mm-hmm. And that already exists in the yogurt that you get. So that's why you need yogurt to make more yogurt. Mm. You don't really. It's just like better and maybe safer.
So letting it happen.
Listen, this person who didn't even want to come on camera said the last time I tried to make my sourdough started from scratch, it took like weeks to get it going. And that's true. I did that once too, and it took a long time.
So if you want to do your own yogurt, you can just let it happen on its own. It's like the yeast you could do to get some.
The yeast you could do.
To get some yogurt going.
I think that, is it yeast in yogurt or is it bacteria in yogurt and yeast in bread?
I think it's
bacteria. Is yeast bacteria? I'm too tired.
No, they're not. No, yeast would be a fungus, isn't it?
I think you're right. I'm tired. Uh-huh. Okay. Uh-huh. Sorry. Yeah.
I think you're right. I think bacteria is.
So your yeast joke was a bad one because it was about yogurt.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But it was the yeast I could do to try to make a joke out of it.
Okay, there it is. There it is. Yeah. Okay.
He's bacteria. I'm back.
Oh, gosh.
I'm bacteria, guys.
Get out of here. I'm done with this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is one from Rachel E. via our, this is from our website, correct? That went to our email?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Questions that are submitted. We love this when this happens. Submitted on our website at campforyourlife.com. When you submit them, you can tell us which kind of thing you're sending. It's really easy for us to sort them and I miss them. And so Rachel did exactly that. Thank you, Rachel. This is not really a correction, just an added note in the episode about UV light and sunglasses, which we just rebroadcast recently. You mentioned that UVC would still come through, but that shouldn't be a concern though, since UVC is completely blocked by the ozone layer. Does not reach the Earth's surface. Just thought that you might find that interesting.
That is interesting. I think we talked about that before. I don't know why, where this came up, but I thought it was worth shouting out. So thanks, Rachel, for sending that email.
Yeah. I wondered if we had done an episode before that. We talked about UV in a different way. And then maybe you said something about it could go through the glasses because of the polarity or whatever.
Yeah.
But we probably didn't make sure to say like, oh, but remember, it doesn't even enter the Earth's atmosphere or whatever.
Yeah. So that was helpful.
Rachel also said, thank you for the interesting deep dives.
Oh.
So
That's sweet. Thanks, Rachel. Rachel also was excited about our compost episode. So I've got that email in the rotation as well, Rachel.
Nice. From Carol on Instagram. Is this our old pal, Carol?
Yes. Yeah. Nice.
Awesome. How to make contaminated water drinkable.
And I reached out to Carol for clarification, and she said there's flooding where she is in Spain, I think. So that's why she's wondering about it. And I don't know the chemistry behind it, but just from being like a camper and a little bit of like a survival person, is I know you can do some drops of bleach. There's like specific ratios depending on the percentage of the bleach.
Mm.
You can boil it, or we have life straws. And that's all I know.
Okay.
I don't have the chemistry of it. I think it's maybe even more biology probably than chemistry. So I don't have the best answer, but I do know you can use bleach. And the U.S. EPA has emergency disinfection of drinking water website that you can go to. So
nice.
Check that out.
Also, she's from Spain or Brazil?
From Spain.
Really?
I think. Well, now I'm scared.
You probably are right.
Isn't she from the Basque country, or is that someone else? We have listeners all over the world.
That's true. And also, we probably shouldn't trust. I should not trust
my memory. Right. She's in Brazil.
I was about to say, I shouldn't trust my memory.
South of Brazil.
At this late. But we have more. I was thinking that bit, but we also have another pal from Brazil, too. We hear from quite a bit.
Oh, so yes. Caibe is from Brazil as well. So I don't know if that. Esti is from Spain.
There we go.
I think we met them, you know, pretty close together.
Yes. Yeah. Esti and so. Carol and, yeah. And Caibe. All of them. Yeah.
There's some like OG listeners who became Instagram friends.
Yeah. 100%. Which is the best and so much fun.
Thanks for calling me out on that. Sorry, Carol.
No, it's okay. I almost didn't move on, but I was like, if I am right, I'll be mad that I didn't say something
also,
later.
Also, didn't we address... You probably are the one who wrote the address to her when we sent the card.
Oh, yeah.
Probably so that's why. Probably why that's in your mind. Mm-hmm.
Yes, probably so. This question is from Alicia on Instagram. What tub material is the most efficient for a hot bath?
Okay, this is kind of a complex question because, like, first of all, there's cast iron tubs, right?
Oh, probably. Probably, yeah. Although that wouldn't that be so darn heavy though?
Yeah, but I think they're old yeah. cast iron right. tubs. Mason, you're not on my Mason can't keep himself from making comments, but he won't be on mic or camera.
Yeah.
Yes, they are all.
Do we have a mic for him? There is a red one right over there.
Just but he doesn't want it.
Yeah. And so, I haven't enabled that channel on here anyway, so don't try to plug it in.
There are cast iron tubs. And I honestly think it's like, this is a hard question because you're asking long term, which one will stay hot longest? Mm. I think it would be cast iron, right? Because it would take in the heat, but it would take that heat out of the water.
Right.
So you'd like have to run it.
Oh, yeah.
And then let it out and then refill it, I think. And then it would stay hot for the longest time.
Unless your water was already so hot at the beginning, it was like too hot for... And like in the old days, wouldn't they have like actually boiled water and then poured it in?
Yeah.
So that's way too hot and you want it to cool back down. So maybe that you wouldn't have to waste the water ideally.
But then I feel like a plastic tub would be like, it wouldn't really suck the water, the heat out too much. Mm-hmm. So that could be good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, what other types of tubs are there?
I mean, like, aren't there like whatever, like a porcelain-y kind of
porcelain?
Whatever.
I feel like porcelain would suck the
or ceramic
heat
or,
out, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But so I feel like my thought is for the heat, the cast iron would probably be the best for longevity and then not porcelain. Because I feel like porcelain would lose the heat more easily, but maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I don't do research for the Q&R episodes, but that's my thought off the top of my head. If I had a materials chemist, they would be able to answer.
Off the cuff of her cuff. Chemistry off the cuff.
Chemistry off the cuff, yeah. So that's my thought.
Yeah.
The cast iron one is interesting to me. I do feel like that could be like a good long-term bath situation.
Yeah. I feel like it'd be cool if our water in our homes, most of us or whatever, could get hot enough where we wouldn't have to waste the water as well.
Yeah.
Like, and maybe a lot of people's can. I don't know.
Actually, ours gets really hot, but we don't have a bathtub anymore. And it's really sad. Because I didn't know how much I really love taking baths.
I don't know. Last time I took one. So.
Oh.
Yep. Or showered. Just kidding. The next one is from Mercedes on Instagram. Favorite chemistry topic?
That's really very broad, but I was thinking, like, what's the thing I really like talking about? And it's how much we don't teach chemistry well.
Mm.
How much I feel like the education system isn't set up for students to learn chemistry very well.
You think that topic is interesting enough for you to spend many years on it and have, like, written a long thing about it?
Yeah, probably so. Like, maybe a dissertation.
That's exactly the word I was thinking about. Yes.
Yeah, maybe.
You should definitely do that.
I already did.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't get to go off and about how bad we teach it. Just like I studied how those students feel. So yeah. I think that's probably my favorite.
That's a really good answer.
I do also love ranting about the, like, whole when you tell people you're an organic chemist and they say Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that organic chemists also do amazing things, life-saving things. Okay, I'm done. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
What's it? What is it they make on Breaking Bad?
Meth.
Can you? Okay.
Oh, don't even. What did you say the other thing was? Wasn't even a good joke.
That and the dissolving bodies.
Oh, the dissolving bodies. Actually dissolve bodies in hydrofluoric acid?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember the answer to that question.
You know what you should do? You should have figure out exactly how you want to word it. Prepare your answer. And when someone asks that, you should be like, I don't know, why don't you go try it? It's like, that's like the dissolving body thing. I'd be like, you're gonna have to really put some serious stuff on the line to try that out. Like,
yeah.
good luck.
Both of those were kind of negative answers. So I'll say a positive thing, which is I really love it when chemistry topic comes up. It's like, somebody just mentions, like, oh, why is the sand of the beach so much hotter than the water? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, ah, oh, let me tell you about that. Or, like, what is the difference between margarine and butter? So that's kind of a cop out, but that is probably my favorite chemistry thing in the moment, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
What about yours, Jim?
I mean, I kind of, like, obviously got obsessed with cast iron. We talked about that.
That's true.
Teflon, PFAS, that stuff. So interesting. Cast iron's awesome. Polymers are super cool. I mean, the mosquito stuff is really cool and very applicable. Like, summertime around here and people start talking about mosquitoes, it's like easy for that, the chemistry of that to come up and the repellent stuff we talked about and all of that. I don't know what my favorite is. Dang, that's hard.
It is hard.
Hmm. There's multiple things that come up just in real life. Obviously, all our topics are real life, but there's something that just recur a lot, you know?
Yeah. Intermolecular forces is also a good one.
Yes.
That I feel like deserves a shout out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. And may they be with you is like kind of the thing.
May they be with you.
Yeah.
And on that note, I think that's a good...
And also with you.
And also with you. And with your spirit. Okay, so I think that's a good note to end on is to wish our listeners intermolecular forces be with them.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks for sending in your questions.
And thank you for answering them off the cuff. If you have a question, you can send it in. chemfreelife.com. That's it. Chemfreelife.com. Chemfor. I was about to do slash something. Chemforyourlife.com. If you'd like to help us keep our show going, contribute to cover the cost of making it. Like we talked about, Latila is part of our chemmunity. Super cool community of patrons. Patreon.com/chemforyourlife to join that. You get cool exclusive stuff. You get to spend time with us. You get to see some behind the scenes stuff.
You get ad-free episodes.
Ad-free episodes, exactly. And we'd love for you to join. If you're not able to do that, you can still help us by subscribing in your favorite podcast app, rating and writing a review on Apple Podcasts, also subscribing on YouTube and leaving a comment on our video saying hi. Those things help us to share chemistry with even more people.
This episode of Chemistry for Your Life was created by Melissa Collini and Jam Robinson. Jam Robinson is our producer, and this episode was made possible by our super cool community of patrons and their financial support. And it's seriously so exciting and fun for us that you want to help make chemistry accessible for even more people. And those supporters are Sierra L, John T, Avishai B, Brie M, Brian K, Carol R, Chris and Claire S, Chelsea B, Derek R, Derek L, Elizabeth P, Emerson W, Hunter R, Jacob T, Christina G, Katrina H, Latila S, Lynn S, Melissa P, Nicole C, Rachel R, Sarah M, Stephen B, Suzanne P, Timothy P, Venus R, Erica B, Colin R, and Jeanette N. Thank you all so much for everything you do to make this podcast happen.
Yay, chemistry!
Yay, chemistry!